Today, no choice but forced to buy units ahead of rate cuts. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Well, now this post covering finance and probably as well. I've had two one-to-one conversations this last week, and in each case, the tenor was, I need to buy now because prices are going up and I can only afford to buy an apartment. So is that good strategy? We're going to talk about that today and also look at the latest data, also the latest auction results. Last week, I discussed the weak auctions and clearance results. It was centered on the impact of the King's birthday long weekend, which cut the number of auctions held by around one third. In the end, Sydney's final auction clearance rate subsequently went to about 58.1%. That's the lowest result this year. But of course, this week, it's a different story, with Sydney's auction market rebounding strongly, recording a preliminary clearance rate of 70.5%. And that's the first 70% plus result in 3 weeks, only the second time in 13 weeks that Sydney has recorded a preliminary auction clearance rate of 70% or higher. Sydney home value growth is also rebounding, rising by 0.6% over the past 28 days, according to data from Catality. Behind the scenes, there is an affordability battle raging, with Sydney arguably the most interest rate sensitive market, given its poor affordability, expected to see the potential greatest stimulus from the future rate cuts, as markets continue to bet on the RBA dropping rates by 1.25% from peak, implying a terminal rate of 3.1% by December. The overall housing market then will receive further stimulus thanks to the Albanese government's 5% deposit scheme for first home buyers, which comes in on 1 January 2026. So this, to many, suggests that the general quiet winter season may have more legs than normal this year. Some prospective buyers are indeed reacting to the headlines from the property spruikers, but not necessarily in a good way, as my one-to-one conversations highlighted. And it's worth noting that Sydney experienced a 5.2% increase in for sale listings in the year to May, versus the 2.1% decline in listings nationally. That's again according to Catality. And it's worth noting that what's coming on the market includes many ex-investment apartments where prices have dropped by more than 20% from their peak back in 2017. Nationally, 70.1% of the 2,216 homes that went under the hammer this week sold after the rate dropped to 59.9% on the King's birthday long weekend. Melbourne recorded a 72.2% preliminary and clearance rate this past Saturday on 1,030 auctions. That's up from 71.5% the week prior, which was revised down to 65.9% once finalised. This represented the seventh consecutive week where Melbourne's preliminary clearance rate held above the 70% threshold. Tim Lawless, the research director of Catality, said there was growing evidence that Melbourne had moved through an inflection, becoming one of the nation's stronger markets from a clearance rate perspective. But again, it's important to look at what is actually coming to market. Again, disenchanted investors continue to sell. And of course, if you look at longer-term trends, prices were down and are down considerably. Brisbane had 127 auctions with 61.4% clearance rate, while in Adelaide, 133 homes went under the hammer with a clearance rate of 67.1%. There were 79 auctions in the ACT with a 60.7% clearance rate. That's the highest in 3 weeks. It's interesting that in these markets, we are seeing home price growth slowing, returning to a more sustainable level, suggesting affordability has become more challenging in these markets too. But under the hood, it's worth looking at the trajectory of units versus houses. Indeed, there was a headline in the AFR this week, high-rise switch sends apartment prices flying in these suburbs. They said apartment price growth has matched or beaten that of houses in close to two-thirds of suburban markets over the past year, the result of surging construction costs, affordability constraints, and the changing sentiment of younger home buyers. Those factors, they say, combined to send unit prices flying by 20% or more in many markets as the switch to apartment living gains traction after house prices initially jumped faster during the pandemic period. The median unit price in 138 suburbs with at least 30 annual sales grew by more than one-fifth in the 12 months to May. That's according to research by property market analysts Hotspotting and Newstar. But if you look closely, top spots were in the most affordable locations across Queensland like Eagleby, Woodridge and North Ward, and Western Australia like Turt Hill, Como and Mandurah. Separate research by Real Estate Institute of Australia showed two-bedroom properties and other dwellings, typically apartments and townhouses, outperformed houses in both price and rental growth over the March quarter. The president of the REIA said the trend reflected changing household composition, affordability constraints, and increasing demand for more management, low-maintenance housing options. But the costs of building apartment blocks continues to be a major challenge to the pipeline of new supply. Apartment prices across Australia's capital cities jumped a record 24% in the December quarter last year, driven by higher building costs and labour costs, pushing the average to $19,000 a square metre. That's according to Urbis data. It's actually cost more to build apartments than any other type of dwelling at the moment. A lot of developers have approvals for projects, and they're not building because they don't just stack up. Unless, of course, it's at the luxury end of the market, where you can charge lots $1 million plus for two-bedroom apartments. That's not where the momentum is, of course. Which is the point, really. Given strong migration and local demand, prospective home buyers are switching to more affordable suburbs and apartments, often further away from amenities and transport links, just to gain a foothold in the market. And remember, apartment living is also associated with body corporate fees, which have been on a tear recently, especially given the poor quality of much of the recent build units and the stuff that needs to be fixed later. Net investment returns for property investors holding high-rise apartments in the affordable part of the market is still pretty terrible compared with standalone homes, which is why many more experienced investors don't invest in apartments. The cash flow ongoing is historically a problem, which is why we see many investors trying to sell into this more hopeful sentiment. I fear that many will leverage up to buy a high-rise asset which does not perform. It'll be a cash sink, and eventually they will have to sell it for perhaps a loss. So it's essential to do the work and make sure you're not panicking into grabbing something on the fear of missing out. Now, I'll be discussing this in more detail in my live show on Tuesday, where we're going to do a deep dive into specific locations and where you can ask a question on the stream. And also discuss it tomorrow when I record with Edwin Almeida, a property insider, as we make our Monday evening property rant. To my mind, this is a time to be cautious and careful and not be swayed by the headlines. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.